This is CliffCentral.com.
If you're in a South African advertising agency, your third bottom line has undeniably got to be the development of black talent and the transformation of your agency. Maybe we're spending a little bit too much money on awards and not enough money on training and transformation.
G-Man. Want to hear more? Get the podcast on CliffCentral.com.
You have to have more black people in the agency. We tend to apologize for this or be a bit apologetic about how we say it. And it's 22 years down the line. So, fuck that.
G-Man, the ad man.
Fuck that.
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on clipcentral.com.
South African clients aren't brave enough.
Boom.
South African clients aren't brave enough.
G-Man,
is this the Donovan Goliath who looks like Nina Hasty?
Want to hear more? Get the podcast at clipcentral.com.
hello. What's up? It's your boy G-Man the Ant-Man, and we are back at it. Oh yeah. It's been a whole other week. It's been an entire other week. Of dope advertising, well, of advertising, and your boy's back at it, man. Damn it! I mean, I've been listening to last week's show. I mean, if you haven't had a chance, go back in there, go listen to last week's show when I was hanging out with Vincent Molloy and Lodi, and it was out of control, you know. So yeah, man, it's your boy G-Man the Ant-Man, and we're back at it, doing what we do best. If you follow me on social media, right? So if you ever hang out with me on social media, if you follow me on Twitter, if you follow me on Facebook, you'll know that I was meant to be hanging out today with the homie Zach. With the homie Zach Mudirapula. And I mean, you know, advertising happens as it does, you know, and maybe what I'm hoping is that one day we can get a chance to get him to come through and tell us exactly what happened today. You know, but I mean, knowing Zach, if you guys know Zach, you know, he's also a hella busy man, you know, so he's probably out there doing some dope shit. He's probably out there making us all look good. But yeah, so I'm hanging out. I'm running solo today. Huge shout out to Cheese, Chesnana, he's back, they're back from Kenya, but yeah, he's back in the country, doing big things, doing enough to actually make sure that, there you go, yeah, doing enough to actually make sure that I'm actually able to have the show go through. So we're good, we're hanging out, And I need you guys to hit me up, you know. Let's have a chat about whatever you want to chat about. I'm gonna go through some of the new stuff that I was gonna go through anyway with Zach. But then, you know, I was gonna be like, you know what, guys, let's just chill out, you know. Let's do what we normally do. If you know, we have a technical glitch, you know, we have a organizatory glitch, then I just let's play another show and we move on. But you know, someone was just like, you know, but we also know that you can run your mouth for an hour, but I figured, you know what, I'm gonna run my mouth just a little bit, just to hang out with you guys, you know, just to kind of go, let you feel what it's like, whether you guys appreciate me when it's just me, you know what I mean? Because maybe sometimes you need to get a sense that whether somebody loves you for you, you know, like that song says, love me for me. I need to make sure that you guys love me for me, and not necessarily for all the people that I pulled through out here in the stew. But it's your boy, G-Man the Ant-Man. Hit me up at Blacksem. It's at BLAXEM on Twitter, or at CliffCentral.com, also on Twitter. And the same, you can also hit me up on Facebook. Yeah, hit me up on Facebook. Guys, we've got all the time today. I can hang out. I can have conversations with you guys. Hit me up there, on Facebook. It's Grant's Toilet. And you can also give me a call, right? The phone number is 0861-555-189. That's 0861-555-189. And remember, we also have the WhatsApp number 079-748-2090. Yeah, 079-748-2090. But how's it been? How's advertising been for you guys in the past week or so, you know? Hit me up. I want to know about that stuff, you know? I want to know about all the other stuff that's... Tell me what your favorite show's been so far, you know? Hang out with me, and let's chat about that. While we talk about all the other stuff, you know, I have some stuff that I want to chat about because, you know, I've been thinking about it for a little bit, and I just want to know what your thoughts are. Like, there've been some really dope ads that have launched in the past. Well, let me say this: there've been some ads that have launched in the past couple of weeks that I mean, I've heard a lot of opinions about. You know, I've heard people tell me some people just love them entirely, and other people, and that's pretty much how what we do works, right? People are either gonna really, really, really dig what you do, or people are just gonna think, yeah, I don't know. That feels like one of those first base ideas. You guys remember those days when people used to tell you, those are first base ideas. That stuff is great for now, but let's just park that one and start again, because maybe we're not there yet. So some people have told me that these ads that we're gonna chat about, that they feel like, you know, like it feels like it could have been the first base idea. But that's just some people. That's not my opinion. My opinion, I think we'll get to decipher later. But like I said, I mean, on the show, you know, we all know that that bad ads happen to good creatives all the time, and I'm not trying to bash anybody's ads, so I will not bash anybody's ads right now. So what I am going to do is okay, I thought somebody just left me a message there. It was for somebody else. Somebody just said this show is before. I don't think that was meant for me. I think it was meant for someone else, but I mean, I don't think that's entirely wrong. I don't think that's entirely inaccurate. This show does have a way of being a before. But that's okay. It's your boy, G-Man the Ad Man, and we're back at it. And yeah, hang out with me. So, let's chat about those ads that I was talking to you guys about. So, the other day I saw on TV the new Chicken Licking ad, right? And I mean, for those of you who have not seen it, the basic premise, I'm gonna try to walk you through the basic premise, but I'm sure you guys have seen it. I think it's on pre-roll as well on YouTube. If you haven't, just go to YouTube right now. Google the ad. What am I saying? Go to YouTube right now. Search for the ad. Search for the chicken licking ad, and check it out. And maybe we can have a conversation about it, right? So, if I walk you through the ad, right? So, what happens is you see this dude, right? And he's working in his garage, as people do, and he's obviously up to some kind of project, right? He's up to some kind of a robotics project, right? So you see this guy, it's a prominent actor that you've seen in one or two things, and essentially what the whole premise of the ad is that he creates this robot, right? So he creates this robot that is going to go about his life, that is going to go to his work, it's going to go in and play in his five-a-side soccer team, it's going to, it's even going to pleasure his wife. It's a yes, it also pleasures his wife at some point, so the whole thing is about the fact that, you know, this guy creates this entire thing, and at the end of it, you realize that the robot was meant to be essentially there to replace him, because the craving has gotten right, and I think the meal at the end is the Feed My Craving 10 that I'm quite familiar with as well. So the meal at the end is Feed My Craving 10, and the whole premise is, when the craving's got you, it's got you. Old premise that the chicken licking have been running it with for a while, so we're all kind of familiar with the premise. But you know, tell me what you think of the ad. You know, I thought that it was shot by Greg Grace. So beautiful pictures, beautiful, beautiful pictures. You know, you can always count on that man for the dope pictures. But yeah. So then now I've had a couple of chats with a couple of people about it. Obviously, you know, the whole thing about campaigns that, like, they kind of feel like they're in a family of ads, even though the ads are not entirely the same. So if you listen back, or if you hark back, your memory goes back to the time when the ad with Lazola in it came out. You know, the ad with the guy who goes in space. It feels like it's in kind of the same general area of a feeling of ads. You know what I mean? But yeah, like then like someone said to me, and I'd never thought about it like this. So this is not my opinion. This is somebody I had a chat with about this ad, and they were like, "So tell me, is that guy meant to be so good as a replacement for the guy that nobody notices? But at the same time, he kind of we can all tell that the robot's not him. Do you know what I mean? So is it does it really work that we can all tell that it's not him, but everybody else in the ad can tell that it's not him, but it works so well, but it didn't really work so well? You know what I mean? So like what people are calling logic flaws. Now, I also know the process of making an advert is not easy. But I mean, we also shouldn't make excuses for ourselves. The process of making an advert is not easy, and the narrative came across. You know, I was able to relay the story to you, and I was able to relay the plot of the ad to you. Clearly, because I feel like I understand it clearly enough, right? But what do you think? You know, for those of you who've seen it, for those of you who have checked out the act, maybe you've even worked on the act. Maybe somebody who's worked on the act can give me a phone call, and we can have a chat about, you know, what you think the ad is about, what you think the whole, what you think of the entire premise, you know? And whether that does any justification to, any kind of justification to the rest of the campaign that's about the whole Cravings Got You premise. So hit me up on Twitter. That's at Blacksemix, at BLAXEM, or hit me up on the WhatsApp number 0797482090. I'm always of the opinion that, like I say all the time, it's always very easy to just sit there and just have an opinion about ads. It's very easy to sit there on the other side and just go, I don't know, but I think this ad is not great, when you don't know what actually goes into the process. But I also guess then, like, that's also how we judge every other form of entertainment, right? We all also just say, you know, nobody ever says, yeah, but God, you don't know what goes into making a movie, you know, when you feel like a movie doesn't work for you. You know, you just sit there and say, I'm not going to watch that thing. But actually, so I feel like maybe we have double standards on our part. You know, maybe on our part, we're just like, we have sympathy towards the making or the ad making process because we're close to it, right? But what is that? What does it mean to you? You know what I mean? Do you feel like we are like that? We're just too kind with each other, or just because you understand each other's struggle, as many put it, you know, that the struggle is real. Do you think that we're just kind to each other because we understand each other's struggle, or do you think that we should actually just start pulling each other's ads apart? I'm personally not a fan of that. I'm not a fan of us just going, yeah, this one is shit, because you know what those briefs are like. You know what it's like when the client comes into the studio and demands an advert. And then also, like, all the influences that happen around that, you know, there are a whole lot of points, there are a whole lot of pit stops where the ad can be influenced and made into something else. So hit me up. Let's find out what you guys have to say about that. I do think that there's a lot we can chat about with regards to that ad. So once again, it's your boy G-Man the Ad Man. I was just saying earlier once again that I was listening to some of the old shows, and you know, it's also kind of tough, you know, when people catch me in the car listening to the shows, it's just like, man, you're listening to your own voice one more time, what the fuck is going on? But I guess that's the only way I think I can get better at this shit, and sometimes my inner narcissist allows me to listen to my own voice. But I was listening to one of the shows the other day, and I was listening to the show that we did with Leroy Jason. I don't know if you guys remember that show. Leroy's out of control, yo. And I was listening to how much shit Leroy was talking about, but at the same time, how much pertinent shit Leroy was talking about. And that's why I'm also asking you guys, you know, what's been your favorite show up until now? You know, what has been the show that's made you think, damn it, that was just crazy shit? I mean, all the way back, if you remember from all the shows that we did before, There were gems dropped by Melusi Tshabalala the last time he was here. Huge shout out Melusi Tshabalala, the Joburg man, as he's known in the streets now. Not only does he do advertising now, he's also teaching people the Zulu language. So I think what we have to do is we have to get him back into the stew now, and they're slightly different guys now. So he used to come tell us how he arrived at this thing, and some of the beautiful stories that he writes. If you haven't checked it out, go to Melusi Tshabalala's Facebook page. See some of the things that he writes in there. Some dope writing that stems from somebody who's actually an advertising writer. And I guess that's something that also comes up on this show quite a bit. You know, on the show we talk quite a bit about, you know, how advertising writers have this ability to be able to write other things. In fact, how advertising minds always have this ability to go out there and do other things. So go check out his page. He writes really, really well. He writes some really dope stories. Some you can kind of get the feeling are fiction intertwined with nonfiction, but at the same time, at the end of it, the entertainment value of it is just amazing. So go check that out. That's on Melusi Tshabalala's Facebook page. And let us know what you think about that. Maybe he can hit me up as well at some point. Melusi Tshabalala, if you're listening, hit us up and let us know what's going on and how you came about this idea. But you know, in fact, no, don't call us and tell us about that. I'm gonna get you in the studio sometime soon, And we're going to be talking about that. So it's your boy once again, guys. Hit me up on the phone. Guys, the phone is not ringing because I really need you guys to hit me up on the phone because we're hanging out and I want to hang out with you guys. So it's 0861-555-189. It's your boy, G-Man the Admin. So here's another ad I want to chat about, right? So I saw the Toyota Yaris ad the other day, right? Dope ad. It looked really cool. It also looked like, you know, it was not cheap, you know, but at the same time, these days it's also kind of hard to tell how much people spending on advertising, because, you know, people just know all the tricks now, you know what I mean? So like if whatever used to feel like back in the day, I had to have super duper explosions and was going to cost so much to explode stuff, these days, you know, it's kind of, there's always a way to make sure that, you know, the proverbial rent goes a long way. So I saw the Yaris ad. At first I saw it and I was like, yeah, that's pretty cool. I watched it again, and then I was like, you know, and maybe I'm sparking another debate here where that needs to be left alone, or we just need to engage once again. But I got the sense that, like, you know, all the scenarios, right, that were in that ad, and I could be completely wrong, guys. If you feel like I'm wrong, just jump in and tell me that I'm talking out of my ass. But I feel like I saw that ad and I thought, guys, it feels like the cast in that ad could have really just been like four white guys, right? Because all the scenarios that played out there felt like it was just, you know, four white guys in suburbia who were just replaced by, you know, black people, right? Now, once again, I don't want to stoke the proverbial fire out here, but I just do feel like, you know, maybe that's what the difficulty has become, right? That we just also think that, come on, guys, we all live kind of similar lives, and so why is it implausible that these four black guys, or the black people in this ad, could play this role? And I just got the sense that whole thing could have just been white guys. And there's one scene in particular, and I think it's a scene with the person's mom, right? Like, I think that in a very strange way, and once again, I could be talking on my ass, in a very strange way, like, those mom joke things, like, they should never fly, you know what I mean? Like I know a lot of people who, mom jokes and black people just don't fly, you know what I mean? So I just couldn't understand how that came to be. But once again, I could be completely wrong, and maybe I'm reading too much into the ad. But I mean, we're constantly talking about, you know, representation in advertising, representation in the ads themselves. But, you know, how authentic is that representation, you know? And how much of that are we going to call putting black folk in the ad, even though we feel like the essence of it is not necessarily that? And once again, guys, these are also opinions that I've gathered from a bunch of people, but this is also just my opinion, you know. And I'd like to hear what you feel about it, and I'd like to know what your sense is for that kind of thing, because the inverse of that, right, is when people make people dance, and no one likes that kind of thing. So yeah, man, it's been crazy shit. It's been crazy. Oh wait, I've got a tweet that's come in here. Temikozi Phakathi. Shout out Temikozi Phakathi. He says, my favorite show has to be the one with Donovan and the guys. I listened to it a while ago, but it was lit. Even at the beginning of the show, there are a lot of quotes from it. That's exactly it. That was a dope show. That was a dope show when we had Donovan and we had Loiso Matinga, you know. Loiso Matinga of Trevor Noah fame, right now, and we had the Napster, you know, the king of Christian comedy, and we had them in the studio here that day. I remember that show was really, really lit. It was loud as fuck as well up in here. But they're all former advertising writers, you know. I think Donovan was an art director actually, but they're all former advertising creatives who are out there doing big things. So go out there and go listen to that show as well. He's right, Temikozi, you're hella right. There were some gems that were dropped in that show, and I think, yeah, man, I think there's some really, really dope things that live in that show. Some truths actually that we started talking about in the very beginning of the show that have manifested into discussions, that have manifested into changes that have been happening. So I'm really, really proud of how far we've come, and I'm actually really also proud of how much we've grown the listenership of the show. I mean, in the very beginning, G-Man the Ad-Man was just really just, you know, a brain fart. And now here we are. You know, it's turned into what is without massaging my own horn here. without massaging my own horn here, I think that it's growing into somewhat of a mouthpiece. Somewhat of a platform where we can all talk about all kinds of things. So well done, and I'm gonna pat myself on the proverbial back here and say it's been a dope ass ride. So yeah, I mean, talk to me about those ads. I mean, what do you think about them? Do you think that I'm just being too sensitive here? Do you think that the Yaris ad is fine and I must shut up because we've all seen black skateboarders and black rockers? So shut the fuck up because that's exactly what we're portraying there. Or do you think that I'm right? Or do you think that there is some merit to the fact that maybe we should also just be scratching the surface a little bit more? You know, I actually had an interesting discussion with Mzi Khumalo, and he was saying to me about, you know, and we're talking about, you know, the idea of what is a South African idea, right? Does it have to particularly look a certain way for us to feel that it's South African? And maybe that's also a discussion we need to talk about when we say, what are the ads that are meant to be resonating with black people, right? Do we think that they're supposed to be doing certain things in order for us to think, okay, cool, that's a black ad? Or are we just being overly hella sensitive? Because whatever it is, all of us, or most of us, have just arrived at this place where we're all just doing the same things. We've become this homogenized society where everyone does everything. So we shouldn't be this sensitive about that shit. Anyway, it's your boy, G-Man the Ad Man. Still running mouth, son. Still running. Oh boy, who'd have thunk it? But it's a great time. I am really having a fantastic time writing my mouth. It's pretty much one of the things that I really, really enjoy. I mean, if I'm let loose on a microphone like this, I could just keep going. I really could just keep going, but I'm not gonna do that. We're just gonna go through these news, and then I'm gonna let you guys go back to doing things in squeeze bags, and I'm gonna let you go back to your meetings. Let's just carry on chatting about some of the stuff that's just happened recently. So I also saw, right? I also saw that I saw a new Wimpy ad, right? And it's a re-up on that ad with the little girl with the bear. Remember that one, that cute one that everyone loved? I think it's Mr. Cuddles, right? So there was that old ad with Mr. Cuddles, and I think the dad took a sausage, he took chips or something off the plate, and he played it on Mr. Cuddles, right? So the ad was obviously well loved, and they went back and redid the ad, and apparently art directed by Mr. Fezzy Mbembe. What's going on, Fez Pop, and his copywriter Warabile Mahole out at FCB. So that's really, really dope. I mean, for those of you who know, I have quite a special place in my heart for Wimpy advertising, purely because, well, I worked on the brand, and I think that it's gone through a couple of phases, you know. But yeah, I mean, I think that ad is dope. I think that, you know, for a second installment, I mean, first of all, for the client to have gone back and said, hey, let's do a sequel. I mean, sequels are tough ass things, you know. Ask any movie maker, sequels are rough ass things. In as much as like sophomore albums, for those of you in the R&B game, sophomore albums are a tough thing as well. You know, like you drop something good the first time, and then the second time around, it's not necessarily always that good. But I feel like these guys have been able to kind of carry the same kind of humor that they had in the beginning, into the second ad. So congratulations. I think well done to you guys for that. Because I feel like it's obviously not easy. You know, it's not easy cheers. It's obviously not easy to go out there and do stuff like that. So well done to the guys. Well done to the guys. Yes, I got the applause back. I got it down. I got the applause back. So well done to the guys at FCB for getting that right. But yeah, what do you think about it? You know, what do you think of that entire campaign? How far the guys have come? How far the whole campaign has gone. But yeah, man, it's your boy G-Man the Ad Man, and I thought, you know what, let's just do the news, you know, and let's hang out for a little bit. Let's see how many of you guys can give me a phone call, how many of you guys can hit me up on Twitter, how many of you can hit me up on Facebook so we can have a young chat. But yeah, you know what? I'm gonna leave it there for today. And what we're gonna do is I'm gonna make sure that next week I've got a dope ass guest for you. And we can chat about today. Maybe we can also give you feedback next week about today. You know, which parts made you cringe? You know, which parts made you were you nervous for me? You know, were you nervous for me being alone in this dude? You know, how much of this do you think I could be able to handle by my damn self? And yeah, maybe what we have to do is just also, you know, this also gives us a moment of introspection. You know what I mean? Just to see how much G-Man the Ad-Man you can handle. You know, how much G-Man the Ad-Man can handle. But yeah, it's been another fantastic week of advertising. I'm gonna let you guys go, and then I'm gonna hook up with you guys again next week. Good luck with your shoots that are coming up, and with your recordings that are coming up, and yeah, like I say every week, man. You know, take care of those beefs. Take care of each other. Oh, take care. See, that's what happens when I'm by my damn self. Yeah, like I say every week, take care of yourselves, take care of those beefs, but most importantly, take care of each other, because it's rough out there and it's a bitch out there. But at the same time, like I say every week, if the show is on a Friday, we'll be having a tequila. Boom! It's your boy, G-Man the Ad-Man. Out!
This is CliffCentral.com.